This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Wednesday. Welcome to your Wednesday show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
You got me, Kramer, a.k.a. the Crames, a.k.a. Uncle Kramer. You got Jess, a.k.a. Do you have an AKA?
I'm just Jess. Yeah, just Jess. No Creams over here.
Do you need an AKA?
No.
Do you have a nickname? Does your family call you anything?
I have like family nicknames and stuff like that, but like nothing that's ever been like on the show or related.
Why do we not call you? Why do you not have a nickname on the show? It's kind of weird.
Because there's no one else like the Creams.
He's an original.
That's your thing.
He's an original.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Charlotte's here. Char. Bar. We don't have a nickname for you. Well, we call you Char. I guess that's kind of a thing. But.
That's sort of.
All right. Would you rather Wednesday? We give you two unfortunate scenarios, and you've got to choose, would you rather this or would you rather that? That has to be too much. But imagine if it was two fortunate scenarios. It wouldn't be as fun if we were like two things that are just great. And you two would listen. That's not fun. It's not good. So like we're not playing that game. I'm sorry. All right. Would you rather, with it being a heat wave week, would you rather it be 105 degrees outside or 5 degrees outside?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather it be 105 degrees outside? And I was going to add the caveat of snow outside, but I decided not to. So not snowing.
I almost think that would be like a...
It's a
decision maker within itself.
No snow. No snow, but it's 105 and humid. And humid, though.
So no.
Or
so it's... So like literally right now?
Yeah, so like basically this week. Or would you rather be no snow? No snow, but...
But like 5 degrees.
But it's 5 degrees and windy. 5 degrees and windy, though. Which one would you rather? Text us 410-583-1065. And I'm actually kind of curious which way this is going to go today. Because I don't know. Everyone's so different with their temperate choices.
Yeah.
Jessica?
Well, I don't know if this is going to impact my answer on what I experienced yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was outside in yesterday's weather. It was 100 and something where I was shooting content for a client. And my makeup literally started melting off my face. But like in random spots. So like literally on my nose, it was like my face had makeup on it, but then my nose was my nose. And it was just there. And there's nothing I could do about it. And so I had to like hurry up and get all of my stuff done that I was actually going to be on camera out of the way. Because after the fact, I was, my face was like scary.
But think about the burn of the winter, how your face would be burning. I mean, it's tough. It's a tough choice. So which one are you going to go with?
I think just with the trauma I experienced yesterday, because it was a very traumatic experience for me.
Yeah.
I have to go with 5 degrees because at least I can just cover my face completely.
It's valid.
Versus like literally when I tell you my face was actually melting off onto the ground.
All right. Charlotte, is you going with 105 degrees outside and humid, or are you going 5 degrees outside and windy?
I think I also must go 5 degrees outside because, as I've been explaining to everyone recently, I am both Swedish and on SSRIs, meaning I'm very susceptible to getting a heat stroke.
I was not expecting
Kramer is coughing.
Wow, that was really funny. I just didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a double whammy.
Yeah,
and
okay.
It makes me very fragile in the heat.
Not SSRI talk this early in the morning. I can't do cold weather. I'll take, it could be 205 degrees outside now. My skin can burn off my bones before I'll choose 5 degrees.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess.
All right, let's go.
Number three.
Speaking of all this hot weather, the National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat watch for much of Maryland, including right here in Baltimore. We're talking heat index temps between 100 and 110 degrees. Even though it might not necessarily be breaking records today, it is still dangerously hot, especially with the humidity. And don't count on relief tonight. Lows are near 80 degrees, so it's pretty much going to be kind of like sticky and uncomfortable today and tonight. Baltimore has officially declared a code red extreme heat alert through tomorrow. That means the city's health department has also opened up extra cooling centers to help people stay safe and cool. If you're in need of that, you can get that full list at health.baltimorecity.gov. Also, heads up, isolated strong thunderstorms, you might be getting that later afternoon, and some storm activity expected tomorrow.
Also, please remember to keep your pets safe. I know that that's like, we're all like, oh yeah, you know, stay inside. Keep in mind, like, pets are the same way. If you're going to walk your pet, please put your hand on the cement for at least 5 to 10 seconds. If it's too hot for your hands, it's too hot for your pets. So just a little reminder.
Number two.
Love Island USA is making headlines, but not just for all the drama going down in the villa. The show just hit a major milestone. 1 billion minutes streamed across just 9 episodes. And let me tell you, I am part of that 1 billion minutes, people. It's insane right now. Monday's episode, the one with the shocking dumping and the start of Casa Amor, it's officially the most watched season so far. But with all the attention comes in the trolls. The online bullying has gotten so intense that Peacock literally issued a warning yesterday, reminding fans to please be kind to the Islanders. They posted a friendly reminder saying, quote, let's be kind and spread love.
I haven't felt so much TV FOMO, I think, since Squid Game. Like,
yeah,
Squid Game, I felt like
real.
I was in, like, this one, y'all.
And this, like, Squid Game, get out of here.
But I feel like everyone was watching. I feel like everybody is watching Love Island right now, and I'm not.
The same thing as last summer. And the reason why everyone was so
bigger,
it's because of the success of last season. Mm-hmm. Last season's cast was so good that PPG, my girls, they literally got a spinoff that I cannot wait to watch next month.
What's PPG?
It's fine. But the cast of last season was so fire that this season had a lot of pressure because all of us were like, all right, let's see. Like, are you guys going to be as dope as last cast?
Yeah.
They are not as amazing and the friendships aren't as good and the relationships aren't as good, but they're way messier, which is why it's gotten so out of control. I also would like to talk about this later. I am wanting Love Island to be broadcasted at bars like the way games are, like baseball games and football games.
Like,
I want to be able to go watch that somewhere.
Smart.
number one.
It looks like it actually might be over for Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. After nearly a decade together, multiple reports are saying the two have called it quits, with some sources saying they're pretty much done. Fueling the fire right now, Orlando plans on showing up solo to Jeff Bezos' wedding in Venice. TMZ says that this could apparently be his like official single guy debut. Katy is still on tour in Australia. Insiders say there's been a lot of tension behind the scenes, especially with her latest album, 143, underperforming. Some even claim the album's flop has been part of the strain. And the last time we talked about this, I mentioned this kind of situation. Last month, Katy Perry teased a fan about DMing Orlando Bloom and saying he was clearly hers. And then right before she launched into her song, I'm His and He's Mine. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, is that true or was that just for show?
I think there's way too much smoke at this point, right? Like we always say, if there's smoke, there's fire. And like one story, you're like, okay. But I feel like now there's so many stories about this that like...
At first it was rumors.
Right.
But now, unfortunately, I think the last time we chatted about it, I was like... This feels very like tabloidy.
Yeah.
But I think it's starting to feel a little real right now.
I think in the next week, probably. I give it a week.
Yeah.
I would say in the next 7 days will probably be official notice that they're split. So it sucks. It sucks for them. It sucks, but it is what it is, right?
This is Jess, and that's your top three. Brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
We've got a list of Mix 106.5 artists that should never make new music ever again. And we want to see if you agree with this. Man, poor AC/DC is getting just roasted this morning. They're on tour right now, and their fans have started a change.org petition.
Oh, okay.
For them to stop performing.
No.
Oh my God.
Because their tour is going so bad.
No.
And they're old, man. You got to remember, these guys have been around forever. I guess there's a video that recently surfaced from their concert, and this one's going so... I'll play it for you. Like, this is like literally... They just say, like, the energy's, like, so low from these guys now. I mean, come on, they're old guys, man. Like, what do you want?
I guess, what were they expecting?
Yeah.
What do you want from these guys?
You know?
Kind of just sounds like somebody's dad playing in a garage, you know?
A little bit. But also, I mean, if you're going to go, and given the time and their career and how long they've been screaming into the mic, I think I would kind of expect that, right?
Exactly.
It's kind of fair.
But that's what happens as artists get older. But there does come a point where I feel like some artists just need to know when they've hit their point, and AC/DC might be there. They may be at a point where they need just hanging up. And I feel like some artists just don't know when they are there, and it may not even be an age thing. Sometimes it's just a career thing where like you've just hit your point. And
are you saying these artists should not even be performing anymore?
Done.
Okay.
Just done. Like you're just. It's just kind of over for you. So Charlotte and I, we're the more cynical people on the show. Jess is the more kind human. We came up with a list of artists that we just feel like are kind of done. And we'd like to run this list by you to see if you agree that maybe these artists should just go into maybe even an early retirement, because they just feel like, are these artists done? First on our list is Katy Perry. Katy Perry.
Okay. But a rough year for early.
Katy Perry.
So you think she needs... Like, Katy Perry's literally on tour. She's coming off of releasing a new album. You think that she should go home and be back inside and not be touring in Australia right now?
It's just going so bad, man. Like, everyone is giving her such a hard time that, like, her dance moves are not as sharp as they used to be. Obviously, it sounds like...
But she can still sing.
It sounds like she's going through a divorce behind the scenes.
Possibly,
right now.
Possibly, yeah.
Anything that she's put out... What were we saying? Since Prism has just not been great. It's just not good.
My thing is, like, are you still making money? Sure. Like,
does
your voice still sound fine? Sure. But, like, if you want to protect your legacy and, like, the fact you used to be so iconic, like, just dip out now.
Yeah, maybe
it's... Like, just
time.
Know
you
when...
Guys,
to dip.
Okay, first of all, divorce is really expensive.
Yeah, true. She's got bills.
So if KP needs to continue to work, I think she reserves the right to do that. Also, she can still sing. Like, you know, she sounds great. Like, it'd be one thing if, like, she lost her voice and she can't sing. Then...
Maybe, in the shower.
But I think she's fine. No, I think she's fine. If she... I mean, I don't agree with the way she's been moving lately. Like, the girl should not have gone to space, okay? But if she can still sing, I don't see why she can't be touring right now.
Number two artist that Charlotte and I think that needs to retire and just be done, Will Smith, y'all. Will Smith, did you hear this freestyle he did recently? It's just going viral right now. Listen to this.
This is the bounce back. Watch Will, y'all. This is the bounce back. Here come the bounce back. Keep your eyes on him. This is the bounce back.
And I know we all loved getting jiggy with it and like summertime and like we have a lot of fond memories, but like it's still going. I know.
When you're a father, you need to focus on parenting and not diss track. Like, that's my rule of thumb.
Jessica, come on.
Like, this is embarrassing.
You can't argue Will Smith needs to keep making new music.
Here's my thing. The way that he is, like, rapping right now and the way that he sounds doesn't sound any different from what he was doing with Getting Jiggy With It. But and y'all loved that. It's the same thing how everyone likes to like, tear down Britney Spears and her dance moves. All she's doing is the same choreo from I'm a Slave for You, but y'all liked it then, but now she does it the same. All of a sudden, it's not good anymore. Right. So if he's doing his thing, Will looks great. You know,
you think he should keep going?
I think he looks fine. I mean, the guy looks like he's having fun. And if he's having fun, then like, let him have fun.
One more artist that Charlotte, I think, just needs to be done. Mariah Carey.
Why?
Mariah Carey, y'all. Like, love Mariah back in the day. This song will always have such a strong place and so many Mariah songs, y'all.
Why?
The new tour is so lazy. It's so lazy. She's just getting a check at this point. And she's putting out new music. Like, we don't want new music, Mariah. Like, we'll listen to this song forever. Like,
Mariah literally could just sit in a chair and sing.
She is. That's basically
and
her new
she
tour.
She should. No, that's my thing. Is like, I don't know why she's moving around. She doesn't need to. When you're Mariah Carey and you have the voice that she does, I don't see anything wrong, girl. Just stand there. And she has a right to do that.
That's basically the new tour, if you haven't
She's
seen
relevant yet, so. One time of year. She needs to just be happy.
That's
with
true. Just bro, keep doing Christmas, bro. It's
but
good
we
for
listen
you.
To her the rest of her music catalog the rest of the time.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
First, though, we've got to just do our regular scheduled program. I don't know what you said here in the DMs, but we'll have to have Jess figure that out for us. Let's give away $1,000 in free gas. Throw a chance to win it right now. Caller number 10 is playing. Hi, morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Tim and Michelle.
Tim and Michelle. Good morning, yes, you sir. Guys. How we feeling? How we doing?
Morning.
Good morning. We're good.
Are we ready to go for the $1,000 in free dash in gas?
We are.
Everybody staying cool today? Or we have a nice glass of water and air conditioning?
We're trying to stay cool.
Oh, so hot. Well, let's go to Jess. She's going to explain the rules to everybody because you can always play along in your car to warm up. And then one day you're going to be just like Tim and Michelle, and you're going to be on the phone to play for this. And Jess, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can actually pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Tim and Michelle, you ready?
We are.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one, if you are trying to hit a home run, what sport are you playing?
Baseball.
Correct. Question number two, which game requires player to carefully remove plastic pieces without setting off a buzzer?
Operation.
Correct. Question number three, which iconic rapper founded the Aftermath Entertainment label?
Pass.
Question number four, what is the product of 5 and 12?
60.
Correct. Question number five, what is the name of the sea that lies to the east of the Philippines?
Pass.
Question number six. What kind of animal is Miko in Pocahontas movie?
Pass.
Question number seven. What is a person, place, or thing called?
A noun.
Correct.
Question number three. Which iconic rapper founded the Aftermath Entertainment label?
Dr. Dre.
Correct. Question
That's
number
60 seconds.
No!
Right there. Hey, we got Dr. Dre in, though. I feel good about that.
Oh!
5 out of 7 ain't too bad.
No, that's actually really good, you
guys. Too bad, man. You guys came in pretty hot today. Pretty hot. Get it? Because it's okay. Let's go over the rest of these, man. We weren't too far off. Like you said, 5 out of 7 ain't nothing to be to hang our head over.
We just passed on 5 and 6 back to 5. What is the name of the sea that lies to the east of the Philippines? The answer is Philippine Sea.
Yeah. That's tough. That was a tough one.
And number 6, what kind of animal is Miko and Pocahontas? That is a raccoon.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But, hey.
You guys are pretty good.
You guys should feel good about yourselves. Like we said, 5 out of 7 ain't shameful at all. And the good thing with this game, guys, you know how this goes. Tomorrow you can call back. We'll have 7 new trivia questions, and we're going to try for that $1,000 in free Dash and Gas all over again, okay?
Okay, appreciate it. We'll try again tomorrow.
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashen for their top-tier performance gas. Top-tier certified means Dashen Fuels meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dashen. Your engine deserves it.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, this is Lee Marine. I'm 12 years old and I'm calling from Parksville. And my kid joke is, why don't trees have hair?
Why don't trees have hair? Okay.
It's time for kid jokes.
Yeah. Maybe our hottest kid jokes to date, y'all. 81 right now in Baltimore and, let's get through these. If you've never done kid jokes with us before, let's explain how we do. This is supposed to be fun, but I'm gonna just a little caveat. Stressful.
It is stressful.
Definitely stressful. How do we do these, Jess?
It's fun because your kids, you know, they come on the show and they tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we try to solve them. It's just a lot more difficult than you would assume, and it's not straightforward like it used to be.
Right. Because the jokes have just gotten, I think because of the internet, like we didn't have that. Maybe text messaging.
Or they're just funnier.
Yeah, I don't know. Something's changed. Something maybe is in the water. So what we do is we invite kids now to call the Kid Joke Hotline. 855-KID-JOKE. You tell us your funniest joke, and then we as adults try to solve them, right? So
why don't trees have hair?
Why don't trees have hair? Hair.
I think of like bare leaves. I don't know. Like it's bare.
Hair bare.
You know.
Hair bare. Okay, so
like in the fall when like the trees are bare.
Tree,
like no
because
hair.
Because they're bare.
I don't know.
Because they're
the
bare.
Leaves
because,
are falling.
Because they're bare. Because it's bare.
I guess.
Because they're bare.
Because their roots go too far back.
Dang.
It's a little offensive. It's like offensive, but their roots go too far back. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I love it. Yeah. 855-KID-JOKE. If you got a funny kid in the car, call us. Tell us your joke. We try to solve it.
Hi, my name is Nancy, and I'm 8 years old, Elkridge, and this is my joke. Why do all the shapes call square and rectangle an angel?
Why do all the shapes call square and rectangle an angel?
Oh, cute. Like the angles? That's sweet.
I can be your devil or your angle.
Oh.
Where is this going?
I don't know.
Where is this going, Jessica? Help me.
I don't know.
That's the smartest person probably on the show.
Angel? What? Angles?
Why do the shapes call square and rectangle an angel?
Square and rectangle an angel. Like what's
rectangle.
Up with circle? Yeah.
Rectangle.
Like it has to be an
Charlotte.
Angle angel thing. Right,
right? No, I'm connecting the angel angle thing
Charlotte.
Too. We're going that vibe.
We're going rectangle.
Yes.
We're going rectangle.
Because of their four angles.
Because of their four angles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I don't know.
855-KID-JOKE. I don't get it.
Hi, my name is Camden. I'm 8 years old, and I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. And my joke is, why couldn't the bicycle stand by itself?
Oh, man.
Rectang!
Stand by itself.
Why couldn't stand by itself? Fall
no
over.
Training wheels.
No train. It wasn't trained. It wasn't trained. Because I'm thinking it's got to be punny, like trained. It wasn't training day. It wasn't training
wasn't
day.
Wasn't trained.
Wasn't trained wheels properly.
Trained well.
It was a unicycle. No, that doesn't make sense.
It wasn't trained. It wasn't trained to do so. It wasn't training
something,
wheels.
Something with training wheels.
Yeah.
Because it was too tired.
Too tired. Yo, actually, that was good.
Yeah. That was funny.
That was good.
That was clever.
855 kid joke. Hop in there.
Hi, I'm Kendry. I'm 7 years old. I'm from Delaware, and my joke is: why did the boy throw the stick? Why did the boy throw a stick of butter out the window?
Okay, what?
Why did the, did she say? Why did the boy throw a stick of butter out the window?
Why did the bird?
Bird.
Bird.
Stick the bird throw
a stick of butter out the window.
The bird?
Yeah. The
bird throwing stick of butter out the window. Yeah. Dang. Yeah. Oh my God.
What aren't you guys getting?
No, I don't it's easy.
What's the bird?
Because he wanted to fly.
Butter.
Butterfly.
Ah!
Bro. I've never solved a kid joke in my life. If this is right, we're throwing a party. Show me butterfly.
Because he wanted to see the butterfly.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Oh, she's so cute. Thank you. Thank you.
First time ever. I feel so good right now. So like 9 times out of 10 when we talk about people, they never hear it on the radio. Unfortunately, like yesterday was not one of those times. And this has high potential for being awkward, y'all. It could be a love story, y'all. You could see love happening right here in front of your eyes this
morning.
I don't
know.
If you weren't here yesterday, you missed an interesting conversation. You want to take them back where we were?
So Kramer was sharing with us that he had a new partner at this gym that he's trying out, and they work out in groups. He got partnered up with a girl who he found very attractive, tried to chop it up with her. She wasn't really interested. She was just trying to work out. and he noticed that she left her AirPods behind. And when he was going to return them to the front desk, he noticed that her phone number was on the back, yeah, obviously to return if they were lost. Well, he did return the AirPods to the front desk, but he also took a photo of her phone number and was considering reaching out to her to see if there could have been potentially something more than that.
Right.
And we played a game of, was it creepy or nah? And I would say 97% of people.
Not that high.
Okay, well, I would say Charlotte and
70-30.
And the majority of calls
70-30.
Said that it was a little creepy.
60-40 maybe.
Okay. She heard the entire thing and she sent us a DM that said, so about that whole creepy or not segment, I would say it's creepy. And I would also say my opinion is really the only one that matters since that was actually me.
Jess convinced her to come on the air this morning. We're not going to use her real name. We decided to call her Melinda. Hi.
Hi.
First of all, thank you for being such a good sport about the whole thing. And we wanted you on here because obviously we like to have fun and we kind of get free reins on talking about stories and it's only from our perspective. And so obviously when we got your message, saw that you weren't necessarily a fan and thought it would only be fair that you give your perspective of the situation and how you feel about everything. Yeah. So
your AirPods are at the front desk, by the way, if you're looking for them.
I think it was creepy. I think it's creepy.
It is creepy. Now, was there not any sense of like heroism
for returning of the AirPods
in this situation?
No,
because no.
You returning the AirPods was very nice, and I appreciate that. Mm. It's the picture of my phone number that you have that creeps me out.
That's the part that you don't like.
Like, I'm not really sure what the plan was, but no plan ends in something that feels good to a woman.
Yeah. And this is not me trying to be weird, but are you a single? I don't even know that part.
Yeah, I am.
You are. Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard out here. You know, it's hard to like meet people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You gotta be respectful and not like take pictures of women's phone numbers without their permission, you know, like you could have just asked.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Well then in that case, then, can I properly have your phone number then?
What? Her phone number? Read the room.
I mean, I'm gonna say no, but but thank you for asking.
See, I mean, I already have it, but you know, I thought maybe.
And can you delete it? Like, everything's all, it's all good. I'll see you at the next.
You
class.
Know what? Yes, I will. Yes.
Thank you.
I will delete everything. And you're right.
Yeah. More than anything, can we all agree? We're good. We're friends.
We are
everything's
good, right?
Gonna be fine.
Yes,
we
totally,
are good. Okay.
Totally
we're good.
Fine.
We're,
okay.
We're all good and up to and picture. Picture is deleted and we're all good. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you for doing this today. I appreciate you. Apparently, we need to talk to. This is Caitlin and Arnold. Caitlin, was that really awkward or just us?
A little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
But hang on. But you got a story similar. What happened with you?
So I worked with a guy at Chili's. He got the email address from a woman that was a regular when she signed up for the rewards program.
Wait, did he ask waited. Her for it or did he just like get it from like the back end?
Yeah, no, she just wrote her email down to be added to the list.
I don't like that one bit.
This happened to me.
Yeah. He kept her email until it was her birthday.
No.
Ew.
Emailed her on her birthday. And asked her out, and that was about 15 years ago, and they're still together and married.
And Jessica!
And everybody's safe and alive.
Yo, what? Why y'all hating on me for this? Y'all think I'm weird for taking a picture of a phone number? They're married now.
Okay, you know, I'm going to say this
I thought
I'm
it,
say
that
one,
was
this,
weird, too.
Yeah, no, it's not creepy if they are into it.
But how do I know unless you try? This guy shot the biggest shot in the history of time.
I'm just saying.
And it worked. I might text her in a couple of weeks, see if her feelings have changed. I don't know. Do you trust Bitcoin? Like if I say Bitcoin, do you trust that?
No.
I don't either. Like if I, all that cryptocurrency stuff, man, like I hear crypto, I'm like, I got some crypto buddies, you know what I mean? I'm like, bro.
But maybe it's just because I don't understand it. I never have understood it.
Yeah.
So not my vibe.
It actually came up as a brand that millennials trust. And I'm like, well, maybe I'm outside the bubble on this. They just came out with a list this morning of brands that the different generations trust. Some of these, though, won't blow your mind. Like, for example, for millennials, we'll break these down generation by generation. The most trusted brand for millennials is Google.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, if I say, like, hey, go search something, what's the first? I mean, I ain't going to ask Jeeves. That's for sure.
No, like low key are like one of our longest relationships, like with the internet, like regarding the internet. You
Does
know what I mean?
Anybody use any other web browsers? Like I don't
use Safari,
Bing.
No, not like,
actually. Because we're all millennials, 28 to 43, age wise. So like, does anybody else use a different web browser? I mean, a search engine. I don't. I mean, most trusted.
Unless
brand.
We're like absolutely forced,
right?
You know, that's really the only reason.
I can't think of many times when I don't use Google. Runner up for millennials, by the way, PayPal, which I
honestly don't really use PayPal that
You
often.
Don't? I mean, I use Venmo a lot,
I'm
but
more
I
of a
trust,
Zelle girly.
But again, a Zelle.
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's just, I don't know why. It's purple. It's immediate. It's kind of my vibe.
I'm more of a Venmo girly myself.
The thing is if you do, a lot of the times if you're like sending money to someone, and if they want to, it's like they don't get it all right away unless they wait 1 to 3 business days. Where it's like Zelle, you're getting all the money immediately.
Okay. Sure. We're talking about trusted brands by the different generations. And millennials also trust YouTube, Dawn dish soap, and USPS, the postal service.
Oh,
it came up
yeah.
as a top one, which is really
I love
weird.
That.
Let's go down to Gen Z now, age 12 to 27. This is the brand they trust the most is YouTube.
Yeah.
They trust YouTube the most, which makes sense because they spend the most time with it. Compared mm-hmm. to us that spend the most time with Google, they spend the most time with YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Runners up for them, Band-Aid.
Oh, damn.
Which is kind of weird. I don't know why Band-Aid.
That hurts
really...
me a little bit. Why do they need so many Band-Aids?
That's a good question. I don't know. But Band-Aid ranked high for them.
It does feel like they're looking out for you, you know? It's
maybe.
Like, we'll patch you up, buddy.
But they'll pick Band-Aid. Dawn dish soap. Was
oh, wait,
a big
what's
one.
Up with Dawn dish soap?
I don't know, but they trust
they
Dawn.
They do a lot of like activism. Like they've always done commercials
right.
about like cleaning like animals that were affected by oil spills. So maybe
right.
that, Scott.
You're like at the very cusp of millennial because millennials mm-hmm. are 28 to so you're almost. So if you were to go to the store, you might pick up Dawn dish soap.
Probably
over a different
would,
one.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
you're like, you're down for the environment
exactly.
and the animals. I feel that.
Yeah.
Costco and Google also rank really high for mm-hmm. Gen Z. Now let's go to the other side, boomers. So we're talking sorry, let's go to Gen X. So mm-hmm. we're talking age 44 okay. to 59. Their most trusted brand, Dawn dish soap.
What?
Dawn dish soap is also theirs as well. So,
I was not expecting this much love for Dawn dish soap.
Everybody,
I'm not hating,
Dawn.
But now
everybody.
It's kind of making me want to go get some.
Everybody apparently loves, every generation has loved Dawn dish soap. It's been in their top. Apparently, Gen X also loves Oral-B as a brand they trust for, I guess, toothbrushes. They're going to always pick Oral-B. Hershey's.
Hold up. Do you think that it's because Gen X isn't really trying to get, like, the off brands where like if I go to a store, I'm never buying the actual brand.
I'm getting the cheapest toothbrush they
right,
got.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? But for them, apparently.
Maybe they're like, it has to be Dawn. It needs to be Oral-B.
It's going to be that. It's going to be Hershey. They love Band-Aid.
Okay.
They're going Band-Aid and Duracell. Let me tell you something about Duracell. I ain't paying $13 for two batteries. I ain't doing it, Duracell. Call me a millennial, but for batteries, I ain't paying that much for two damn batteries, but good on you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come on.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Jessica Dutra has one of the craziest irrational fears I think I've ever heard of. And we've got to prove this to her this morning. Bro, this is like off the cuff conversation we were just having an hour ago. And like, this is you have to admit, this is wild.
It's not wild. So the reason why this even came up was because we had a raccoon related question on $1,000 Minute. It was about Miko from Pocahontas, and I said, it just bums me out because Pocahontas, the Disney movie, is one of my favorite movies of all time, right? And I love Miko and Pocahontas, and I was like, it's just a shame that I'm obsessed with Miko and Pocahontas, but like, I'm terrified of raccoons in real life.
And I asked, I said, why are you so scared of raccoons? It's funny because you said you're scared of two animals, which are what?
Well, like the two animals I fear most in this world are crocodiles, mm-hmm, and raccoons.
And like, crocodiles make sense to me. It's like, well, that's a really scary
animal. Well, crocodiles,
yeah,
and alligators. So right, like, they're, I would count them together.
A gator.
Okay. Gators and raccoons, okay, terrify me.
Right. And she said raccoons, and I'm like, why raccoons?
And I said, because they are terrifying and they attack people.
And I sat back for a second. Keep in mind, y'all, there's so much conversation behind the scenes you miss out on. This is just one that I just can't let go by. And I said, Jess, raccoons don't attack people.
Yes, they do.
Like, and I said, even if they did,
they charge at people.
They don't charge. They don't.
Yes,
charge at
they do. They don't. Dude, they literally. They do. They literally charge at you.
Like,
they will chase after
where
you.
Where do you get that story?
I've seen it.
Where?
I've seen it online. I've seen so many videos of raccoons chasing people. And you know what? I feel like you didn't catch what I was saying. I don't know if you guys remember this like last week, but I don't know if it's because we saw a deer outside or something like that. But do you guys remember when I was like, you guys, I saw a raccoon today? And like, neither of you really like paid attention to
what
I said.
Because we all see raccoons every day.
Do you like remember that?
And like, no one's ever worried about it because it's just a raccoon.
But when I said I saw a raccoon today, like driving in, that was me telling you guys, like, I was really scared.
Why?
But neither of you responded to me.
It's like a forest.
I don't even remember hearing you say
because
that.
Because it just goes in one out the other. Like, it does it. It's the forest kitten. Like, why is anyone concerned
literally
about it?
Not. I would never, ever willingly want to pet a raccoon.
If there was one outside right now, I'd go out there and pet it. That's how not
it'll
scared
literally
I am.
Bite okay. your hand off.
Here's the point we're bringing this up today, because I want to make Jess less scared of raccoons to try to prove to her a raccoon's not going to attack you. Like, that's not, I'm not saying raccoons don't attack, but I'm saying the chance of a raccoon actually attacking you are so slim that, like, you don't need to be walking around. There's so, listen.
Dude, in the night when you can't even, like, no, are you kidding me?
There's so many real things you need to be worried about in the world right now. Raccoon attack is not one of them. Is there anybody listening right now in the state of Maryland that has ever been attacked by a raccoon?
Or know someone that has been? That counts.
It would have to be a really good, I really need a firsthand experience, because this is going to turn into, oh yeah, my third cousin, I think, maybe got attacked. I'm going to have to really believe that
Or if
story.
They know them personally.
Yeah, you have to know the person personally.
You better send me a picture of it then. Because
no
I don't,
way.
I've never personally heard of someone getting attacked by a raccoon. I don't think we'll get a call on this. And then Jess can, like, maybe ease her mind that raccoon attacks are not that common. Let's hear these stories out, okay? This is Karen and Joppa. Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got attacked by a raccoon.
My husband's friend did that he worked with.
Your husband's friend. Okay, let's again. I want firsthand story, but please go ahead. What happened?
So Rory took his family out to Rock State Park to swim in the fall.
Okay.
And the raccoon got in the water and came after the dog, and then it bit my husband's friend, and he had to have rabies shots because the raccoon, they did catch, the forest rangers caught it, and it was indeed rabid.
Wait.
Now that's very rare.
No, it's not.
But it did happen.
No, it's not. Happens all the time.
I told you.
Wait, they can swim?
I guess I didn't realize.
This poor family's out here just going for a swim, trying to make memories, and then this raccoon out of the woodwork comes out and bites them.
Wait, are you sure this is real, though? Are you sure this wasn't, like, just an urban legend that's passed down? Because, again, this is my husband's coworker. I mean, it's like, there's
something. I've met the guy, and it was really funny because
we call him Ricky Raccoon now.
Accent.
Wait, what did you say?
He's got a real accent, and he got bit by the beaver, he calls it.
Not bit by the beaver.
That is so scary.
Is he okay now, though? Hopefully he's
yes, doing, he is.
Okay, good.
Yes,
he survived. So, Jess, the good news is he survived. So that's okay. Thank you for calling. I don't know that I believe
so
that
story.
So
there you go.
I think she might be making that up. Jennifer, it's in Sykesville. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You were attacked by a raccoon.
I was not. It was my niece.
Your niece was attacked by a raccoon.
No.
Did you see this with your own two eyes, though?
I did not, but we live in the same city. It happened. It actually made the news.
It made the news!
Oh, my God. What happened? How old was she, by the way?
In her 20s.
Okay, what happened?
So the raccoon came through the dog door.
No, in her home.
Into her house.
In her home. Oh,
and,
my God.
You know, I said the details are a little sketchy in my brain, but came after her, and she had two large dogs.
Oh, God.
And the dogs took out the raccoon, but she was bit and had to get shots.
Oh, my God.
And because
God.
It chased after her, it charged after her, didn't it?
It actively pursued her.
Went
through the dog door, into her house.
I told you. I have seen videos. They literally charge after you.
Hang on, she said the details are sketchy. This sounds like a horror movie,
that
man.
The raccoon broke into her home.
The details are sketchy because it's a while ago, but no, it happened.
Is she okay? How is she? I mean, that would change my life.
She's fine.
Oh, my God.
Breaking and entering raccoons.
I suspect she doesn't like raccoons, but yeah, she's fine.
I would say I'm sure she doesn't like raccoons now, for sure.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Be honest, were you faking sick last week?
No. Be honest, were you faking that you didn't do this on purpose?
Faking what? Dutra?
Get on with it.
Faking what?
Get on with it. I don't have all day. I want to get through
this. It's our last day. Unless we extend it, we can do it for July, too. It's a baby food month.
I know that you just made this up for no reason, but at least for some reason, like, baby food for June, low-key, I don't know.
Kind of rhymes.
June, whatever.
Really,
I'm just trying to make it work to make myself feel better. but baby food for July doesn't hit.
It doesn't.
It just doesn't.
But,
you know, so...
I don't know what we'll do for July. We don't
July.
Maybe so dried
fried
fruit?
July.
Fried July.
Okay. We're not there yet.
We'll scheme.
We plan things about 20 minutes before they go on the air. So anyway, this is how, if you've never been here for To Bay or Not To Bay, basically as non-Marylanders, we got here, we were like a little confused of what Old Bay was, right, Jess? We were like, what is this?
Yeah, so neither of us heard of Old Bay before moving to Maryland. Almost 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But everyone said you could put it on anything. So we wanted to test that theory and put Old Bay on things you typically wouldn't try. It's not good with everything, but it has been good with some surprising items that we've tried on the show the last 5 years.
Yeah. So we decided to go for baby foods this month, and it's been a journey.
Yeah.
Why
are we doing baby foods for June with Old Bay? I can't tell you.
There's no reason.
But we are, and I'm just trying to get this over with. And of course, this flavor is prune.
Prune's
going to be disgusting. What? Let's just call it what it is.
Prune's going to bad rap, man. Prunes are kind of tasty, to be honest with you.
They're not.
I don't have a problem with prunes.
Don't lie.
Just take a bite of it. They're sweet. They're like, it's like a fruit. This is going to be way better. Last week I had like broccoli and like just ugh.
That's gross.
Okay, pear, so sweet potato.
And that was disgusting. This is going to be fine. So
this looks disgusting.
Just take a bite of it.
Ew.
Just take a bite of it. Okay. And so this is just eating prunes. It's gonna be fine, man. Just eating baby food prunes just to prove it's not gonna be terrible. Bro, I at least take a real bite. Go for it.
This is just the taste, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to taste it.
It's not bad, right? It's sweet.
And it's kind of gross.
What's it taste like?
Like rotten raisins.
Okay.
So, let's see what that tastes like with Old Bay, shall we?
So if we add Old Bay to rotten raisins / prunes, does it get better? That's our mission today to find out. And this is where I think you go wrong with this, man. You go so heavy on the Old Bay, and so did I. And that's where I think we're going wrong on this project. Okay, adding Old Bay to prune baby.
Disgusting. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
All right, here goes Jess and...
It just looks disgusting. Also, the colors kind of change with the Old Bay. It's like prunes, baby food is already like nasty. Now it has this like orange hue with the brown. Like, it's gross.
It's not cute. Okay, just try it.
It looks like rotten barbecue sauce.
Not it. Just try it. Like you mean it. I tried it like I meant it. A whole spoonful, bro. Come on. No, not a... No. Spoonful.
Ew, oh my God, ew. Oh my God.
Are you praying? Dear Jesus.
That is so gross. What does that taste like? Ew, you know what that tastes like.
Tell us.
You know, after you throw up.
Why is it always vomit? It's
no,
not.
But listen to me. After you throw up after a night of drinking and then there's that like nasty leftover like taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's what that tastes like.
That is.
That was disgusting.
Okay. Well, we have to ask the question. When it comes to prune baby food, she takes a big gulp of water. Is it to bay or not to bay?
Not to bay.
All right.
No.
There it is.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.